Thank you. example, one of my friends, she's handicapped. She wasn't able to come to my school. They didn't accept her because she was handicapped. And so I was so my mom told me. And but in America, they would let, like, they'd even let some people have jobs if they're handicapped, even though here they would in a handicapped school. I'm not really sure. It's kind of like a hospital, but they also teach and stuff. I met her at a party with my mom because she was my mom's friend. She's really nice. Imagine how she would feel and stuff. Also, my uncle and my aunt are handicapped, so I don't know about anywhere else, but my aunt and uncle that live in Jordan, they were able, my aunt was able to become a teacher for grade one students, and my uncle is like working in a factory now, so it's good. I don't mind this place. Also, I have some of my family living here because of the jobs. We moved here because of my dad and his job, but I wouldn't mind living here, but I'd prefer somewhere else. Like, I remember swimming, and I remember, like, hanging out with my grandma and grandfather. That's it, really. I just lived there for, like, a year, and then I came here.
It's really nice sight, and it's a really nice country. Yeah, maybe. I don't really know if I want to or not, because sometimes I'm not sure if I'm 100% sure that I want to go. I tell them my mom and dad. I wouldn't tell them.
Thank you. is not allowed to. Sorry. No, if I don't know, you can come check there because I don't know, because I am coming morning, working and going in the evening. I don't know anywhere there. You come Jumeirah, there near the post office in Jumeirah Mart. There is a red room, so many red room, you can find out from there. Okay. From where you get it, my number, please?
Second thing is that there is no one whom you can relate to, like talk to. Like, I have friends over here in Dubai, but then there's no one where you can actually talk to, or talk things, how was your day, and people to ask how things are going with you.
These drug references and stuff. Funny. So shut up and listen. God. I'm gonna end it 110. It'll be sweet. 109.
The hit played out over just 19 hours in this five-star resort hotel, the Al Bustan Rotana in Dubai. The hotel's security cameras show a bald-headed man police called the team leader arriving, traveling on a fake Irish passport under the name of Kevin Devereaux. When the one woman on the hit squad checks in, she has dark hair, but she had arrived at the airport with blonde hair, also traveling on a fake Irish passport under the name Gail Folliard. Cameras at shopping malls and other hotels in Dubai caught the remaining members of the team, arriving in small groups on the first day, 11 in all.
It was a perfectly conducted operation. I mean, you do need about 11 people to assassinate somebody.
On the day of the hit, the bald-headed team leader, Kevin, is seen going into a hotel bathroom with a suitcase. When he comes out, he is wearing a wig and a pair of glasses. As the target arrives at the hotel, the Hamas military commander, Mahmoud al-Mabhoui, he is surrounded on both sides of the counter by members of the hit team. Next, as the Hamas commander is escorted to his room, two men with tennis rackets rush to catch the elevator. They are part of the hit team, police say.
When the Hamas commander gets off on the second floor, so do the tennis players. And one follows, easily able to figure out in which room their target is staying. Room 230.
They want to get close to the target. They want a positive ID.
A few hours later, the woman, Gail, and a second man take a position in the hall, essentially standing guard, police say, while others on the team carry out the assassination in room 230. The Hamas commander was dead in 10 minutes, suffocated with a pillow, and the hit team flew to destinations in Europe within hours.
Is it hot around these parts or what? It's so hot you can almost hear the popcorn noise that audio equipment makes when it's operating at its thermal limit.
It wasn't really a fight as much as a dance-off. So, that's pretty sweet. Yep. Yeah. Had a good time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين أيها الأحبة المستمعون نلتقي معكم في هذه الحلقة الطيبة من برنامجكم حكم الدين حيث يجيب على أسئلة الأحبة المستمعين فضيلة الشيخ نبيل الشريف ونرحب به باسمكم وباسمنا ونبدأ معه بالسؤال الأول بحلقة اليوم وهو
انہوں نے ایک واقعہ لکھا ہے کشف المعجوب میں کہ حضرت خواجہ جنید بغدادی علیہ الرحمہ ایک روز مراقبے میں تھے بیٹھے ہوئے اچانک ایک بات دل میں آئی کیا آئی یہ ڈالا بھی تمبک شیطان ہے اور یہ کہ شیطان سے کسی کو مفر نہیں ہے بخاری شریف میں روایت ہے حضور نے فرمایا تفلت علی البارحہ لین قطع الصلات بہت سارے مولانا لوگ ہیں یہاں بیٹھے ہوئے مجھے بخاری شریف کی روایت کہ کل رات شیطان نے مجھ پر حملہ کیا تاکہ میرے تہجد کی نماز توڑا دے لیکن اللہ نے میری حفاظت فرمائی وہ خود ہی مسلمان ہو گیا یا اللہ نے مجھے بچا لیا صحیح بات یہ کہ وہ مسلمان ہی ہو گیا خیر تو شیطان سے کسی کی محبت حضرت جنید بغدادی علیہ الرحمہ کے دل میں خیال آیا جلدی جلدی سن لیجیے کیونکہ سیدھا شیطان پہ تھوڑی سی بات کر کے حدیث کا مفہوم بیان کر کے آج اگلے ہفتے کے لیے
Go! 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 excuse me, people, so the good duckies can move out of the way and not get wet.
You want to see? I wore specs of us. Good.
Play back that tape for me, sir.
Every day, from now on, every day, every day. Move, 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 move When I make my 50 cents, Lord, I carry it home to Rosie.